crazy standings. What is going on?
I don't know how I'm going to survive these last 6 rounds.
Every game literally matters right now.
Hello again, EuroLeague fans. Welcome back to EuroLeague and Friends, our weekly podcast in which 9 contributors from different countries all around the world discuss what's happening in Turkish Airlines EuroLeague and, of course, in the game of basketball. So my name is Deniz Aksoy and I am from Istanbul, Turkey. It's one of the biggest capital of basketball in the world. We can call it like that. And then you can find the best food, of course. I want to add that too. but I'm not alone. Of course, every week we have my co-hosts. We can call them guests, but they're not guests. They're the family. They're my girls. So we are doing it all together. So first, but not the last, my friend, Lona Jackson from Paris.
Hey, bonjour,
Lona. How are you?
Fine, you. What's up? I'm so happy to be back here.
I have news for you because 2 nights ago, while I was dreaming like nice dreams, you know,
yeah,
I dreamt of you as well.
Well, it's yes. Crazy. What did you dream about? Like, what was the dream?
So we were in this flight and then we're going somewhere like in Asia, in Bali, somewhere okay. Indonesia. I don't know.
Like
and
then, it.
Yes, and then I was preparing us a blueberry mimosa.
Okay, best dream ever, please. Make it come true. It can be a reality with all of you. Like, we can go now. I mean,
yeah,
whenever you want.
So my second co-host is Liza Ramushkat. Did I pronounce it correct?
Well, I would stress the A, so it's a Ramushkat, but it's a weird last name, okay. So whatever. Whatever you say is fine.
How are you, Liza, all the way from Munich, Germany? How is everything? How did you celebrate the Women's Day?
Everything over here is very well, man. And I actually celebrated Women's Day in the most amazing manner. I was invited to this huge women's dinner. It was called We Love Women. Okay. It was hosted by one of the biggest publishers in Germany. And I was, you know, sitting amongst 200 incredible women. I was sitting next to a football associate on the other side, Germany's number one LinkedIn influencer. She's so smart. Across the table was an astronaut, a politician. So it was a crazy night. We definitely celebrate. It was really cool.
Nice.
Happy International Women's Day. It was past, yeah. But we love each other. We support each other. And we're here where we are because of ourselves. I can call it like that. And let's go to Serbia, to Belgrade. One and only Aleksandra Radivojevic. Alex, how are you?
Hi, girls. I'm good. Thanks for the question. Happy Women's Day to you, all of you, and to all the girls who are listening to us. My kind of a celebration of the Women's Day was half of the day I spent in the studio and the other half in the arena watching the Next Gen tournament in Belgrade. So, yeah, that's what we fought for, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was...
We did. We do.
Yeah, it was a work day for me, but I enjoyed it, to be honest, especially with that kind of a tournament that it's kind of a tradition right now in Belgrade, since we've been organizing that from the season 2008-2009.
Right.
Yeah, I got
right.
old. I got old with that tournament.
No, we all do. No, you're not. You're not.
But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. And INSEP was the best team
yeah.
in the tournament. Congratulations, Lona.
Frenchies.
I know you'll love them.
Yeah.
Yes,
shout
they
out
were.
To my friend Yannis Salah. You know, one of the players, like, he did it really well. And shout out to all the team.
Yeah, he was good.
He was so INSEP, good.
Yes.
Inter beats Milan in the finals and it was very, very interesting to watch the whole tournament, watching Zvezda and Partizan here in Belgrade, playing for the 5th place, by the way, but never mind, still we got that small derby. And, you know, it's kind of a, I already spoke about that with my friends, it's kind of a tradition and something that we got used to it in February or March, mm-hmm. being held in Belgrade. I think 10 times or back in the days it was held in one part of the city which we called Železnik. Now it's in the city center in Pionier. But no matter where, we already got used to that. Everybody who are involved in Young generations of basketball players are there for the whole day watching the games, enjoying the games,
so
you know.
Cool.
That was great.
Trying to find out some new names and things like those. So one of the new names Lona mentioned from the INSEP, but also I would love to add 16 years old guy from Next Gen team. Yeah, it's Aaron Tovonansi.
Yeah.
He has been amazing for the whole tournament, averaging 17 points per game in the group stage of the tournament. And, you know, it's a short guy, so it's something that became a trend right now in EuroLeague.
He reminds me of Shane Larkin, or like mix of Shane and Mike James, you know? It's like a mix of it, because his ball handles and then his pace, he's just great. I watched him too. It was incredible.
Yeah, so great talent waiting for us.
I cannot wait to see him playing on the highest possible level. And I love the interview that he gave for the official website of the tournament. He was like, basketball is for everyone. Being tall or short, it doesn't really matter, but basketball is for everyone, you know?
That's so cute.
And he emphasized the importance of defense, which we love here in Europe, obviously. So I think he's a real future of the European basketball. I cannot wait to see him playing in the EuroLeague. I will just remind you that, for example, when I was a young journalist, I also started from that tournament, the Next Gen tournament,
The
final.
Finals. So cute.
During the Final Four in Belgrade in the first one, 2018. I was there reporting for the first time from the EuroLeague event. One of my first interviews there was with Mario Nakic, with Sirvidis, who is playing in Žalgiris right now. Mario is playing for Partizan, but both of them are playing in the EuroLeague right now. So
cheers to that a blueberry mimosa.
That is correct.
We all have that kind of examples in our own careers, also covering those players, you know, and seeing them growing up from those kind of tournaments. And it's very nice to see them growing up and seeing you being older and older. So yeah.
But Alex, did you see Woj in Pioneer?
Yes, of course. He was one of the two legends that we saw in Pioneer, in Arena Aleksandar Nikolic, which is the official name, of course, but we still have in our heart that the first name Pioneer. Woj was there. Ljubica the cat was there, you know.
Oh, yes.
About Ljubica. That's the whole story. And yes, it was amazing seeing such a legend in Pioneer, watching all those kids, you know.
And he was excited to be there too. It really meant a lot for him as well, right?
Right.
Yeah, of course. I guess it was a kind of a new environment for him, you know, being in Serbia, in a basketball environment, in that kind of a country with a huge tradition of this sport. But still, it was like, we were not putting pressure on him, like not even medias or something. It was like a casual day, you know, in the office for him. But I would love to see him as well as Shaq on Serbian Derby in the EuroLeague. So, yeah, it would be totally different. But it's OK for the first time to meet Serbian people.
it was a great weekend and also a great week for EuroLeague, because also the second set of the all 25 team was released and announced. So, girls, I need your thoughts. And how do you feel about that? The second team which was announced. And by the way, I want to also underline something as just a reminder to all the EuroLeague fans that in which criteria that, you know, they got selected and that's why maybe they're on the list is because 40% of the votes are coming from the head coaches of EuroLeague who won a championship. I think that's great.
That is great.
40 other percentages are coming from all-decade teams and then MVPs from EuroLeague, of course, another great thing. And then the 10% is coming from us. Media and fans. So you know, that's I think the the balance is great on this because what we need is also eyes from different sides and different angles in this industry, in this league. And so let me introduce you to the second team, of which is announced just last week. Is we start with the biggest name on that. I mean, for me, it's the biggest name. Dimitris Diamantidis.
It had to be.
Yes.
Your Highness, you know?
Yeah. Like, please. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome. Yes. Mike James.
Yeah.
Yes. Lona is like Monaco, Paris. We're going to talk about that, but you like that name.
Not since last week. Sorry. Not since last week, but yeah. It's difficult to hear.
Yeah. Also, my other favorite name, Vasilije Micić. Former FS player and Alex. I mean,
yeah,
shout out to Serbia. It's amazing.
Yeah, making the history here in Belgrade also with FS. Yeah,
exactly. And Anthony Parker. We did not forget him.
Don't forget.
Don't forget him. And
never forget.
And Sergio Rodriguez. Great names, no?
Yeah. Chacho. Yeah, really love it.
So
it's a good five.
What are the thoughts?
I mean, I like the mix. That's what I thought first. You know, we have some of those, just as Tony Parker, you're like, we can't forget him because, you know, he's such an NBA personality at the end of the day that we do forget at some point that he played an incredible couple of years over here, too. And then we have the new generation. Let's call him the new generation with Mike James. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, Diamantidis. I just really like the mix of everyone, respecting the different eras of Europe.
I love that we have current players as well as some of the older ones. But also, I love the whole discussion about it, you know, here in our press editorial, here office in Belgrade, or with my friends, you know, having a drink. We all speak about that. And we are like, should those names be the leaders of the team, or who won the most titles, or maybe someone who were not a leader of the team, but was there for a very long time being a part of a EuroLeague history or something like that. So, yeah, I love to listen to all those stories.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think, it's because in each week, because it got started 2 weeks ago. So last week it was the second team. The first week was the first release team, which had Spanoulis in, Sergio Yu in. I like also these two names. They were my favorite. But Šiška Uskas was in, Vujčić was in, and who am I? And Nando De Colo.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then now another. And then in every week, five names are releasing. So I'm getting super excited about this because I'm waiting for one name. One name. If he's going to be in.
What's your name? Who's your guy?
If he's going to be in it or not. Because he's like my brother. Like, seriously, we got him as a guest. And I want to see Kyle Hines.
Yeah, of course. Right. I named him in our last episode.
He will be in there, no doubt about that. Like there's no EuroLeague without Shrines.
Right? Because like a young sister who's waiting for his brother's name or graduation to be announced. So I'm so excited for that. Or like Gigi Datome, Shane Larkin. So who you want to see?
Mm-hmm.
Next week, who you want
to
see?
Me, I really wanted to see Diamantidis, so I'm happy. And Mike James, I'm happy too. So that's, I think I'm good for now. But I was really happy. I was like, no, it has to be like in the first weeks, come on. I mean,
I named
all the titles, MVP in the
I named few players in our last episode, but some of them are already there, like Anthony Parker or Diamantidis or Mike James. But we all have one guy that we are waiting for to be there, but I'm waiting for Miloš Teodosic.
Of course,
that's a good one.
Of course, it's a great one. Eliza.
So I am still missing from my top five that I presented last week. Ginobili, Saras, and Bodirova. And I'm still sure that they're going to end up there too. But Vasiliki brought one up, who is, you know, from the category, let's not forget about him. It's like such a big name. She was like, Luka Doncic. I'm like, of course. And I can't wait to see if he'll be on the roster.
But
there is a debate.
There's no, of course, I'm waiting for Luka Doncic. and the others right now in NBA. To me, he's changing the game as a European guy in NBA. And coming to NBA from EuroLeague is a different thing. But also being a EuroLeague legend is a different thing. And then having all those years in EuroLeague is a different thing. The top scorer mm-hmm. of EuroLeague is
I
a
get
different
your point. You know I mean? Get your point. Like, yeah, I do.
If we're going to choose him, why we're not seeing him in EuroLeague? I want to watch yeah. him in EuroLeague.
I understand. I totally understand you, Denise. That's what I actually think also. But to be honest, I'm emotionally connected to that Final Four in 2018 in Belgrade. And Luka was the MVP of the tournament yeah, right. there. So
right. he did I will put respect over here for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is fine. And girls, what about the retro jerseys?
Oh. In Paris,
I love it.
Let's talk about this fashion thing. It was great, amazing.
I like yeah. the Jacques Kaunas, but go ahead, Lona.
Oh yeah, I mean in Paris, I love the jersey. Like I don't know if you saw it, like it's beautiful with all the stars, like really Kendrick Lamar vibes, like the song "All the Stars." I really loved it. It's like we're shining, no matter what, even in the dark, we're shining brighter. So no, I mean that was really us, and also it was good to you know to have a good jersey so for this anniversary. So no,
yeah, and I have to say Paris was my favorite. So yeah,
I was just about to say Paris really knows how to do merch. Luna and I met like 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
three weeks ago.
Yeah, I think something
we
like, yeah.
got the whole Paris experience and the merch. You guys, Paris really knows how to do it.
It's fashion week, you know, all the time with us. You know, like, it's not just about a week. It's about a year. A fashion year.
Yeah. So, yeah. Emily in Paris is not a mystery. So, yeah.
That's why. But, I mean, even the players, they love the jersey all the time. They want to keep it. They want to offer it all the time. So, yeah. They really love
that's
it, too. So
nice to see.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of the basketball, too. So, we should take that as a, you know, as a tradition.
Yes. Yeah, because they opened the arena, they opened the shop, like, in this season. It was the first time they opened a real shop. And this is so good because there are so many accessories, jerseys, clothes. I mean, it's so cool because you can really, like, have the full package of a Paris basketball on you. So
that's nice.
I'm not saying
nice
but,
to hear that.
No, that's also something we need, girls. I think we also we should get one retro jersey.
EuroLeague and Friends, college
and Friends
jackets,
college.
For example.
Yeah, I like that.
Like Prosecco with blueberry mimosas.
Yeah, blueberry. We have the logo. We have the logo now. That's good.
But since Alex was mentioning about Luka's MVP season, Final Four, 2018. I want to mention 2017 because EL Moment is coming up on March 10th with 2017 championship.
Oh, my
God. You girls remember who was that?
Ooh, oh, my God. I watched the first 3 seconds again and I was blown away. Again, no. already.
That
I mean,
I will just
I mean,
say, let's yeah, have I will just say few names, Denise. Like when you're thinking about it, since you have like huge emotions about that Final Four. Speaking about the atmosphere, the tension, you know, the fully crowded arena. But I will say Bogdan Bogdanovic, Ekpe Udoh, Jan Vesely, which we also named as one of the All 25 EuroLeague team.
Gigi.
Of course, Gigi. And having the haircut at the end of the game. And I don't know, with Pero Antic being there. Yeah, the part of the history.
Right.
Of course, Željko and mm-hmm. many
Željko.
More names that marked the EuroLeague history. I loved that Final Four. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there. I still wasn't supposed to be a journalist. Wasn't start the professional part of the career. But I was there sitting with my dad watching the game. And we were like, oh my God, how funny is that? But we were glad not to, you know, cheering for any team, just watch the game and totally enjoyed it. But, you know, having Serbian guys there was very important for us too.
You girls want to know,
you there?
That's what I was about to say, Lisa. You girls don't know, on that year, in that Final Four, I was the volunteer of EuroLeague.
No.
I was handing out the papers. I was helping to the all wow. the media people. I was just like, and I wanted to cry when Fenner won. I was like, no, I should work. No. Work.
That's so cool.
So that was amazing. And I will never, ever, ever forget that year.
In Istanbul, maybe you can share what it was like in the city, because as you said, and rightfully so, Istanbul definitely is one of the capitals of basketball in Europe for sure. What was the city like after?
The city was, because it's Fenerbahce, you know, we have clubs. We have Galatasaray, Fenerbahce, Beşiktaş as football clubs, and they're like big, big families. And one of the biggest family in Turkey is Fenerbahce. So all the football fans were like printing the town in blue and yellow, and everything was just like, it was a show. That night, it was a show in Istanbul. And,
oh my God, so cool.
Nobody will never, ever forget. And we are so grateful to that year's champions, like to the players and coach and the staff. They were amazing. And also, we're looking forward to have the other ones with Efes and Fener again.
Hey, and I actually would like to take a second to give a shout out to our colleague. I rewatched a couple of the interviews and I just love to see him holding the mic for a change. Yurishi Zidek. I don't know if you girls know him. He's a commentator now in EuroLeague. He comes to the Munich games so often. He's the best guy. He's so professional. He is so nice. And he did such a great job doing these interviews on court with everyone there. I really loved it. So, Yurishi. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great job. Great job. Yeah. Okay, so it's all the time. I like to hear when we appreciate our presence in this job, in this industry, and we give shout out to our colleagues. So it's from the heart. I like it. So another blueberry mimosa to our colleagues. We have to do that first of all. But
oh my God, I can't wait.
It's
my dream. I didn't know I needed.
Exactly. Not that I'm counting, but it's our third one in this episode.
Sorry.
Girls.
Tipsy already.
Crazy standings. What is going on? So I have my whole list. So there are only three wins between the fourth spot, you know, that gives you the home court advantage in the playoffs, and the 12th spot in which you're eliminated. Yeah, 4 to the 12th. What's happening?
I can't. I don't know what's happening. I can only tell you, I don't know how I'm going to survive these last 6 rounds. Because, you know, also, all the crazy matchups are happening now. Everyone is, like, playing their direct opponent. So,
right.
I mean, every game matters, blah, blah, blah. But every game literally matters right now.
Yeah, for real.
Right.
For real. I'm really tense. Like, I love, watching basketball is so fun, but it's fun, but not so fun, you know, right now. Like, I'm really stressed all the time. I'm shaking. It's terrible.
Yeah, and Lona, Paris is still there. The 7th.
Still there, you know, surviving and stuff. I mean, like, people were saying, okay, thank you for the 10 win streak. Like, it's fine, you can go now, but we're still here. So I'm happy, even if we're suffering right now, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
As well as Zvezda and Bayern Munich. Lisa, what happened there in SAP Garden?
Yeah.
Girl,
oh, wow.
I mean, you tell us first, because in those first 5 minutes, I was like, oh my God, I'm going home. What's happening? Cody Miller McIntyre destroyed us by himself.
Yeah.
It was, I have never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
But then somehow they found the switch, right? I was talking to coach pre-game and he was like, our goal is to not give Bayern any freedom. Well, and well, I guess starting well, from minute they, 6, that's yeah. what yeah. happened.
25-0. 25-0. It's a record.
25-0.
Yeah.
It's and a I score feel like, when you're little.
Yeah.
And I think, like, this is, though, what Bayern could be, or what could give Bayern the last push to actually make this season a special one for them. Because if they scored, if their threes especially actually go in, there's no one, like, there's nothing you can do against them, really. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
And let's see, you have an Andy Oops who can take the threes, but you have a Carson Edwards who can step up, Shabazz Napier, you even have the big guys, Joe Folkman, Niels Giffey, and an incredible Vladimir Lucic at this point.
Yeah,
And we spoke that earlier this season. I think Valerbeb was the kind of a motor of the team. And now it's Vladimir Lucic. And Bayern always has that one player who is, you know, the leader of the team, but not in terms of the points, but, you know, the leader in some different context.
100%.
Like a X-factor, maybe you can call it like that.
Yeah. And it was difficult to see Zvezda having those issues in defensive part of the game. I think defense is something that is should be the identity of that team, but they are struggling a bit, not only in the EuroLeague, but also in the ABA League. They lost against Cedevita Olimpia last night, but yeah, it's something they need to fix because they're still there. They're still in the game, you know, trying to have their own rhythm. Now they're playing in against Olimpia Milan, but it's going to be hard, you know. Every game matters. It's something that is the motto of the competition. But for me, I think every moment of the game matters because you cannot play only 10 minutes or 9 minutes or, you know, start the game with 9-0 or 10-0. And then you're just like, we're leaving, you know, and going home with a win. But I'm not sure that Zvezda can find that rhythm that they got. By the way, even in those times when they were winning the game, they had some pretty similar struggles in defensive part of the game, but somehow they tried to, you know, to score, to have Filip Petrushev or Joel Bolomboy being there.
Yeah, who was safe, right, by the way.
Yeah. And but now I think when they're struggling, they cannot find the energy to bounce back. And I think the atmosphere in Munich was very interesting goal. So I don't know how you feel about that, Lisa, but having like all of those fans being in red and white, it was like playing in almost in Belgrade. I don't know if you haven't been here. Yeah,
it's been like that traditionally in Munich, though. The Belgian, the Belgrade fans always go very, very hard. It's crazy.
Yeah, but, and having something like that in a away game is a privilege. It's not a pressure, you know? You have to take that and you have to be grateful for that. But anyway, I mean, still, those important games that we have, you said it before, like the last push-ups will be very important, you know?
And I have a question for you, Alex, something that I prepared, like kind of that struck me doing my research for this episode.
Should I be afraid?
Well, let's see. But I was thinking we could end up with like a play-in game, for example, between Red Star and Partizan. How would you feel about that, girl? That would be the mother of play-ins.
That's what I mentioned a couple times during the season, and all of my colleagues were like, no, don't say that. Don't say it. It's like a banned word, you know, here in Serbia. Because it would be easier. I mean, in terms of the pressure and enjoyment of the games, to have those teams in playoffs, not in play-in, because it's a big deal having only one game, you know, that one derby game. And I cannot even imagine how it would be organized with everything, you know. But in terms of a basketball, I think it would be like a present for EuroLeague fans.
Very well said. True.
And I wanted to say, Lisa, like, Yeah, I wanted to say, like, you should rename, I think, ACP Garden by ACP Swimming Pool, you know, because, like, I feel like your opponents are drowning out there. Like,
Carson Edwards, what was it? Like, he's on a mission? He took it personal?
It's wild. He definitely did take it personal. I'm not sure if you saw that, but a couple of times, like, he turned to the whole, you know, red and white area in the stands, like, you guys. And everyone was like, you know, obviously really crazily triggered. So he definitely was on a mission. But guys, I'm so excited to see like what will happen in the next games because, you know, Bayer can still be all the way in or all the way out depending on what will happen next. And their program is crazy. Efes, Barca, Partizan in Munich, and then Fener at home as well.
Those two games, especially this week's and then the last game, I can't wait. I'm just, you know,
let's see
and then just waiting. But I want to have like this small chit chat with Lona Jackson, because first Fenerbahce made Paris the best fashion week show
ever. Yeah, and then after they went to Milan, and then they made Milan the best stage for a fashion week. So we made this whole week became fashionable.
Yeah, you show your best creation on the yes. court. Huh? Yeah, yes. Your best creation. That was something. I love yellow now.
You love yellow, or maybe
yellow.
After...
I think it's a new color. Actually, I think now. Thank you for the message. Thank you.
So, how do you feel? How do you feel about this week for Paris? First Fenner loss, and then after Monaco loss, and then after domestic league Monaco loss.
No comment. No. I mean, it was. Should I have to answer that? No, I think it was hard. But actually, it's so hard because, you know, I love EuroLeague. So when I see like Daniel Theiss playing, like it's the first games. And so it's amazing to see him play, especially with his new duo with Jordan Lloyd. Sorry. So it's a pleasure. But when I see them, like, you know, crushing us on our court in our home, it hurts a lot, you know. You know, like Daniel came on in the Monaco on the same day as my birthday, you know. It went on my birthday.
But it's not a gift. Present.
Yeah, thank you. But it's not a gift, you know. It's the worst gift ever.
Why would Daniel Theiss be a gift?
Yeah, like, what are you doing this to me? Like, okay. But, but that was nice to see the fans, actually. There were many of them, like, at the arena. So that was nice to see them. And there was, actually, we were expecting, like, much more noises and stuff, but there was pretty cool. Like, it was nice. They were respectful. Yeah,
they were.
Yeah, but
they just...
the team wasn't.
The Guduric was. I've been telling you every single episode about Guduric, and we've been seeing how the Guduric is. You know, What were you saying?
Yeah. No. I'm listening. Like, you're right.
So you're speechless. Of course, we're all speechless. From the style that Fenerbahce is playing. And also, I want to mention Anadolu Efes double double by Vincent Poirier. 13 rebounds, 18 points. Amazing win against Virtus Bologna. Amazing win for Turkish teams. So shout out to them. I don't think that we should talk more about this. I don't want to guess it up because. We're gonna
Let me recover, please.
Okay, you are. But girls, I want to talk about February's MVP, Kendrick Nunn. Congratulations to Panathinaikos player, a star, a true star, we can call it like that. Because he, you know what he said on his interview? He said, first I have to look good, and then after I have to feel good, and then I will play good. So It's just a swag. It's just the coolest thing that I heard. But he's been balling, you know, very well. Yeah. And after Olympiakos, after like two Greek teams are dominating lately. After Olympiakos MVP on January, Sasha Vezenko, we're seeing another Greek team's MVP, which are going to play against each other this week. It's a rivalry week against Olympiakos against Panathinaikos. And girls, before I'll give you the microphone back because I'm talking too much about this because yesterday I did my researches about some stuff.
Okay.
You know, I believe in astrology.
Mm-hmm.
I checked, when was Sasha Vezenko born? He was born on 6th of August, 1995. And then after I checked Kendrick Nunn's birthday, 3 August, 1995.
Oh.
And then wait. And then after I was like, okay, those are MVPs. So let me check the season MVP, last season's MVP. I checked Mike James. And Mike, I don't remember the date, but also he's a Leo. What's happening with the Leos in EuroLeague?
Yeah. Ooh, oh my God, did you uncover something there? Yeah. Girls entering the chat.
My whole life is EuroLeague. That's crazy. What did you say?
We know that Leo signs love to shine and to prove and, you know, to show what they are capable of. So I'm not surprised.
And like, to be cold as ice. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. So we have two Leos of the 2025 as 2 months MVPs. First month is Sasha Vezenko and the other is Kendrick Nunn. So girls, what are the thoughts?
It's so hard to because they both deserve it. Like it's so hard. But I think Kendrick, like he's so cool in every way, off and on court, like in the So I will go for Kendrick, even if I love Vezenkov too. Sorry.
Really? Me too. Okay, high five, Lona. High five.
Because, yeah, you know, like, Vyzenkov also, you know, is on the winning team, like, the first team for now. I mean, for now. So, I mean, he would deserve it. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Lisa, and Africa.
Yeah, but, you know, I was thinking this morning, I feel like you going for one or the other really shows, like, what kind of philosophy you like. Because, obviously, Kendrick Nunn is more of an individual. More, yeah. Like, you know, creating for himself, shooting for himself. And Sasha really is the team player. He, you know, doesn't take the crazy shots that make everyone go like, oh my God.
Or,
but he makes the whole team better.
Or Lisa really, doesn't. Or Lisa doesn't dribble. Yeah. I love
he doesn't
like
dribble.
This.
See? But okay. Like, I really feel like you either choose individuality or
right.
Team basketball here, if you're going with one or the other. And I am not sure which is my philosophy yet. Just saying, though.
Oh,
I love, yeah, but I love how Lisa explained that. And she yeah. helped me to pick Sasha Vyzenkov in terms of philosophy. So, yeah.
But you know, Kendrick, you know, all the crossovers, the new style he's bringing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He
dunked on two people,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Did you
Who
see what happened?
This?
Exactly. I don't know what these girls are talking.
No,
and
I
don't know.
No.
The attitude. Individual. No,
but,
no.
I mean, like, 45 points with only 4 dribbles, that's my style.
Yeah, okay. That's definitely not my style, but I respect
definitely
it.
Definitely,
I want to
show.
I want to
be
so
like,
much.
You know, I want to be, oh my God, I want to be like this, like on the court.
Right. I want to watch some show because we see we have so many stars and so many legendary names that we've been seeing in 25 years, you know, lately. But why not that we don't enjoy this game by Kendrick Nunn?
Yeah, and can you believe that it was so excellent, Kendrick, that even Mathias Lesor, you know, is like injured and he stood
yeah.
up, you know?
Yeah.
And he was dancing at the end of the game. Like
he stood
you know,
up.
He made I mean, this is crazy, you
Kendrick
know. That was
Nunn
so much...
made Mathias
yeah.
stand
so
again.
So he's the coolest.
Stand yeah. again and dance again.
You're dancing and you were dancing together. You should be you're injured, you should be in bed and no, he was like up and happy.
Okay, girls, since we're talking about Panathinaikos, Olympiakos, Sasha Vyzenkov, Kendrick Nunn. Of course, it's Athens time. And of course, it's the Hoop District in Athens this week in EuroLeague. 3-on-3. The price, girls, you know the price? 10,000 euros. 10,000 euros.
That's nice.
That's amazing. And 9 teams taking the part from Europe and beyond. Paris, Munich, Athens, Istanbul, Bologna, London, Sevilla, and Manila. Great.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the final is going to be on 2025 this year on April in Barcelona. Who wants to go with me? Shall we go
oh,
all
I
together?
Go with
Let's
you.
Go.
I
Let's
we should go all go together. It's April 12th and we already have Bologna as qualified team for the finals. And now
right.
this weekend we are waiting for the another one. We will see who is going to be qualified for the finals too. And I cannot wait to see the whole new perspective of the competition. People hanging around the court, playing 3-on-3 basketball. It's something new in the EuroLeague. And it's very popular on social media. So TikTok is going to be the main address for all of us who are going to watch. And TikTok Live is very popular. So you can see the comments, you know, or put your own comments below. So, yeah, it's very interesting. It's something very new for me, to be honest.
Yeah, and the Bologna TikTok Live got 340,000 views. It's
wow.
It's amazing. It's
amazing. It's huge.
It's huge, no? Yeah. And SBB yeah. was doing great with EuroLeague. So the content
I
on EuroLeague
them.
Social media, you girls, if you missed it, you should watch and see some fun stuff, you know?
And I'm expecting even more because one special thing about this Hoop District is that each team has a special team head, like a coach, and they're each creators or influencers as well. And I checked the guy who's leading the Munich team.
Munich, yeah.
Really funny. Yeah, Munich team, sorry. He's so cool. Zach Ryan. He actually like parodizes or makes fun of the German culture. He's an American living in Germany. I don't even know where exactly. And like the content he does is so accurate. The fun he makes of the German culture. Like I'm not even aware of some of the weird things we're doing. But yeah, so it's going to be really fun. It's going to bring a new perspective into the whole competition.
Yeah.
And it's definitely going to be worth
yeah,
watching.
And let's mention all the teams that we are going to watch in Athens. Paris,
Lona, Munich, Lisa, Athens, of course, as a host, and Istanbul, Denise. Not Belgrade here. I'm jealous, to be honest, but never mind.
Yeah, but on Paris,
there are like two guys that I know, two content creators. Like Totosh is the captain, and New Italy Giants. So shout out to them because also they're bringing a lot on the table. You know, like Totosh is really about funny content. Like really, it's entertaining. And New Little Giant is one of the only, you know, to do like content about mental health, you know. So I think it's really interesting too. Like it's about community, about being together with these, you know, these subscribers. So that's really cool. I can't wait to see them. And they play really well. Really.
Yes.
So
as
be careful, Turkish, guys.
As Turkish person, I want to shout out to Alper Bichem, my friend. He's going to do great because he's going to be there too. He's a great content creator as well. And he's a basketball, he makes basketball look so much fun. So that's why I like watching Alper's content. But anyways, girls, yes, Athens and the Greek Derby in EuroLeague. So it's going to be, and it's going to be in Piraeus. So in Sef, in Olympiakos home court against Panathinaikos. So it's going to be like the things can go up as Panathinaikos can go up. And Olympiacos can go down on the standings. And we're going to watch a show on Friday night. It's going to become a show, you know?
Yeah, we should do a watch party.
Thanks to Kendrick.
Shall we do the... No, you and me, Lisa. You and me, we can't do the watch party because I'll be in the studio covering Bayern Munich FS game and you're going to be in SAP.
All right. Oh, my God.
So I need to check my schedule.
I'm like, oh, you're going to be in the studio so bad. And you're like, girl, you're going to be in the studio too.
You too. So, but I want to also remind, as I reminded our game, Bayern FS game, but there are also Barcelona Partizan, Alex.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I need to be honest. The thing that happened with Partizan against Olympiacos in the previous round, I think it was just a bump on the road, to be honest, for
I agree with you, to be honest.
I think with Barcelona that we got right now, I think Partizan has their own chances.
Yes, and then Zvezda Milano, what do you think about that?
Oh yeah! Again, we speak about top teams for making it to the play-ins or playoffs. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's the last moment for Zvezda to recover.
Yes. I would just want to wrap it up. I agree whatever you say, Alex. Even if you say the red is not red and I don't know, your hair color is blue, I'll be like, yes, it's blue.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I believe in your mindset in basketball. But
yeah,
anyway.
Thank you.
Zagris Paris, Lola.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fun.
We learned a lot this week. It's not going to happen again. Like, it's not going to happen again. So, okay, I hope you enjoyed what you watched, okay, this week, because it's not going to happen, you know? Like, we're going to do different.
We're never going to see it again.
Be ready.
Girl,
be ready.
Girl, Zagri Arena, don't talk like that.
Zagrisson is going to come and, you know, I mean, I think it's going to be awkward. No, of course, it's going to be like a difficult game, but I think we learned a lot about this week. I think like three losses, like it's a lot. And Paris, you know, has some ego, so it's going to be fine, you know. They're going to fight at least a lot, and then they're going to make the changes.
Fenerbahçe as well in Ülker Sports Arena.
Yeah. Well.
Anyways.
Okay. So can we like, we should wrap it up, right? I think we should move on to the next...
I'm waiting for you in Istanbul. Luna. Oh, yeah. Whenever you're gonna come, we gotta record something together, you know, about Turkish teams and French teams. So
right before you take the flight to Bali.
To Bali?
Yeah, before no. After, I don't know.
Yes, we're gonna meet with Alex, Lisa, and our other girls in the airport. But you come the day before, so we gotta prepare mimosas before
You know. We just have to serve. All right.
I wanna have those mimosas. You can't have them without me.
We're gonna bring it to you. We're gonna bring it to you.
Okay. Thanks.
Virtus Bologna Madrid. Nice one. Yeah. Maccabi Tel Aviv against Monaco.
I'm going to be on that game. Yep.
You're going to be on that game? Oh, really?
Cannot wait.
cannot wait to see Vasilis Panoulis.
Oh, yes.
True.
That will be your bestie. Great.
You love him.
We're waiting for photos for the next episode to post.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a deal. Yep.
And Alba Berlin against Baskonia. So before wrapping up, I want a special shout out to Chima Moneke from our side. You know, Chima.
Chima, you know what we mean.
One of the coolest.
One of the coolest. And that's the wrap. So, girls, thank you again. I think we had a great episode. So
we definitely did.
We did.
Another one.
Yeah, another one. So until next week, we will be in touch. You know, Lisa, I'll call you. I'll FaceTime you from SAP. Alex, yes. I'll be waiting to see you on TV and some photos from you.
Thank you.
And Luna, don't cry, baby. Don't cry.
Don't worry. That's what I love about the story of Paris. It's always like this, always shooting at us, and then they're like, "Oh, what's happening? What's happening?" Don't worry. I'm not saying anything. I don't need to say anything.
I love
it. I'm staying in silence. But let's see the next episode. You know.
Okay. And don't forget to our audience. Don't forget the rivalry game this week, 29th. We are on the 29th round.
It's so insane.
It's crazy. So tune in EuroLeague TV and you can watch all the other games, 8 games in the rivalry game. And we'll be together with you guys on the social media, on YouTube. Please, we're waiting for you to comment under. Say whatever you want to say. Be honest to us. You know what you feel about it.
Be bold.
Be bold.
In a nice way.
In a nice way.
Yes.
But don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah.
You know, and we have so many things going on on our social media, in EuroLeague social media. So don't miss that and tune in whatever we do, because we have the love of basketball and we have the joy. So see you next week, girls. And thank you again.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.